nice, and it was great to see.
Okay, so that's good. And it's,
Yeah.
I can't believe it's, the time of year that it is. So, Clarissa said that that voice, she thought I was trying to be sexy. That's adorable.
The sexy voice, okay.
I don't even know how to do that. But thank you, Clarissa, for giving me the benefit of the doubt there. I appreciate it. Welcome, one and all. We're glad you're here. My name is Siobhan Sarna, and I am the founder of Chronic Condition Rescue and SIBO SOS. And that stands for Small Intestine Bacterial Overgrowth and Save Ourselves, SOS, Save Ourselves. When I first was telling the TV station that I worked at for 24 years that I wanted to take on this project and write this book about SIBO, I literally told them, I realize this is not a sexy topic, but I do believe will help a lot of people. And they went for it. They allowed me to do it while I was simultaneously employed by them. So thanks, Clarissa, for trying to like give me some jazz it up R-ratedness. And because gut health is the biggest obstacle to feeling sexy in the whole world when you don't have it going on.
That will kill your sex, yeah, your
Anyway,
sex life
literally being
faster than
the whole
almost.
human belief. That's not the topic of today. We'll do that another time with my voice and all that. Yeah. So right now, what we are talking about with my friend and mentor, Stephen Wright. He is an engineer by trade. He is really one of those leaders in gut health who was one of the originators on the internet teaching people about gut health back in the day and continues to do so. He has a very special supplement company that doesn't produce a million things, only produces really specialized things that are not easily found in the marketplace and have originality and special ingredients that you can't find elsewhere, and that's why he started it. And we're going to be talking about the holidays and how to get through the holidays a little bit more gracefully and a little bit more comfortably, and his trips, tips and ideas, and some of mine too. We just have a couple of requests. Be nice or be gone, because it is a public forum. If you have any questions, please put them in the Q&A box so I can manage them, and leave the chat just for Clarissa to give you tech assistance if you need it. And that being said, where are you from? We want to know where you're from. So pop that into the chat. And then let's dive into this, Stephen. He also has a special offer for us if you did want to pick up some of the supplements, but no obligation. This is a free educational event. So, Stephen, well, let's get started with the holidays and the mixed experience that they can be for any patient or person who's like, yay, ugh, with their gut health. Yay.
Yeah, I want to do a mixture of things today because this is a complex, actually, gut health is a complex problem, right? And complex problems do not have repeatable, scalable solutions that everyone can experience. What literally a complex problem suggests is that there will be a lot of deviation in the right path to solve that problem for each person. So everybody's individual, basically, is what I'm saying. However, if you think of snowflakes, every snowflake's individual, but they're all made of snow. So we are all still humans, and we all still have very similar wiring and machinery and mental capacity and all these things. So I don't think there's many people who are, well, I'll rephrase that. I think I'm pretty average when it comes to the holidays. They've been kicking my butt for 15 years. No matter what I try to do, I used to like have these therapists and my health people, like we'd have meetings about like a week or two ago, and I would have a plan. I would have a menu. I would have a meditation schedule. I'd have a journal schedule. I'd have a workout schedule, all these things so that I could stay like dialed in during the holidays and not lose my diet, not lose my goals, not lose my center, all these things. I tried that for many years, and then I would, of course, inevitably fall off the wagon and then go into this guilt and shame and these spirals. And then, of course, the easiest thing to do at that point is like eat more cookies. And then if you've had a few cookies, you might as well have that amazing, like bread that's served with dinner. And then while you're at it, definitely give me like, another glass of wine. And so then it would just turn into, all hell was breaking loose, and it was no good. So I have found my way through that, and I hope that I can share some of these ideas for you guys. And the first one starts with getting crystal clear about what you are going to get up to and what you're not going to get up to before you go to the trip or the holidays in general. So after all these years, I'm going to go ahead and raise my hand and say, I'm going to have some sugar. So you can, you know, Siobhan can play along if you want. But I am not going to be sugar-free this holiday season. I'm not going to be completely gluten-free this holiday season. I will invariably have some gluten. I'm not going to be alcohol-free this season. I will be having some alcohol. And I'm also going to try to be guilt-free. I'm going to try not to compound my mistakes, as I will be making some mistakes as always. So just like letting the pressure out of the room on what is about to happen, I think is one of the best things that can happen, because we are all aware at this point, I hope, that your nervous system completely impacts your digestion and your ability to digest even regular food. So even chicken and vegetables or salmon and rice or whatever you're going to have, if you're in your sympathetic, if you're stressed, if you're, you know, fighting or whatever, like your digestibility of that meal drops off a cliff. And so if we can at least even center ourselves, accept ourselves and be in the parasympathetic more, better stomach acid, better enzyme release, better microbiome, just better everything, less bloating, less cramping, less running to the bathroom. All of these things will happen if we can, you know, just start with our nervous systems. So I think I just want to stop there, see where you're at, Siobhan, on this conversation. But I think it doesn't get talked about enough. We're too busy optimizing our diet and our supplement stack, and we can talk about that stuff here in a minute. But like,
we don't talk about mindset enough, but this really is the appropriate time to evaluate. What do you want? What are you going to do? What are you willing to sacrifice so you can have gains? Short-term discomfort, long-term gains, and definitely like choices. I don't even want to call them mistakes. And I'm not Pollyanna, by the way. I'm not like, nothing's a mistake. No, sometimes people make mistakes. I get that. I do. But this is really about the decisions you want to make. So recently, Stephen, everybody, I was going through a very stressful time of moving a loved one into assisted living, and she has more stuff than Walmart. I mean, a lot of stuff. It was just very stressful, and she didn't want to go, and it was a sad situation, but she's doing okay. Thank you. So I was feeding the crew that I had hired to help her move. So I was eating some pizza. My advice is a Diet Coke every now and then. I know it's poison. Don't get me wrong. Just work with me on it. And so what I recently did, after realizing I am not making my life better, that is stress eating right there for me. I am now gluten-free and have been for 7 days.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I feel so much better. And I feel so energized about going into the holidays gluten-free. Now, fortunately, my sister is also gluten-free. So I kind of have a partner in this thing, and she organizes the food for these holidays. So who's your partner, everybody? Or if you're the lone wolf, that's fine too. But these management techniques that we are going to talk about and continue to discuss here, it's nice if you have a partner, but not essential. So I'm going into the holidays gluten-free. I'm already
That's alcohol. Great.
And I do like sugar though. So I'm going to have a little bit of sugar too. And it's been going so much better. I feel so much more prepared mentally because I've already decided.
Yeah. And I'm not saying like, hey, if you've made big gains in 2023, being gluten-free or paleo or low FODMAP, I'm not saying like you get a free pass, because your free pass is going to be bloating and your free pass will cost you constipation. Like, there is consequences to your decisions, and you cannot hold Siobhan and I accountable for your adult-like decisions or non-adult right. decisions.
And our choices aren't right for necessarily you either. So, you know,
100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that being said, you should plan for
whatever.
You should plan for the hardest time of the year, number one, and take care of yourself. And number two, you should have a plan for when things fall off the rails, because invariably someone's going to tell you about something really traumatic that happened to them this year. And that's probably going to have you have some big feelings, and those big feelings may want to be soothed with some wheat or some alcohol or whatever. And having products in your purse, in your car, in your backpack, whatever you travel with, that you have our go-tos. This is how to be an adult when it comes to, hey, I don't have the best digestion, and this time of the year is hard for all humans. And I would say there's two universal products to have on you at all times.
Go.
All times. Universal product number one is holozymes, and your universal product number two is activated charcoal.
Yep.
That's... like everywhere. Like you so should have them sprinkled why. Everywhere.
Yes, sprinkled everywhere. So tell us why about holozymes. And for those of you who are limited in your time, this is one of the specials that we have for you from Stephen. This is one of his proprietary products. And he's not just saying this, like, I think Stephen, you would be your biggest customer. And we'll explain why this is so different. So Clarissa, go ahead and put the info in the chat for everybody. So if you guys are interested in getting a discount on it right now, you can. So what is holozymes? And for those of you who have tried digestive enzymes in the past and you've been like, I want you to understand why these are different.
Yeah. So holozymes are the world's most advanced enzyme, basically. And I'll describe why ours is different, but should you have your own bottle of another brand, you can follow the advice I'm going to share on dosing the same way. So what makes holozyme different are three main factors. Factor number one is that we are the only patented enzyme that has a cofactor mineral patent behind it. And this patent, what it does is it makes the enzymes much more effective at doing their job and much more consistent at doing their job. So my issue is that my gut will always default to bloating and visceral hypersensitivity if it goes on too long. And so I need extra help breaking down my foods faster so that I can absorb the nutrients and I don't feed the wrong bugs in my gut. Enzymes are the best and the most reliable way to do this if they work. And that's the challenge of the other brands. They don't have this patent. They don't have all the minerals. You can look at the back of our label. There's like 280 some odd milligrams of minerals. So it's a large amount of minerals that we're using to make sure these enzymes are like jacked and ready to go to work when it's time to go to work. The other thing that we have that not every brand has, some brands have it. So the competitor that has it is Digest Gold. But we have in Digest Gold have is we have a proprietary blend of enzymes that make sure that they work between 2 and 11 pH. This means that if you're super stressed, your pH is going to be higher because you're not going to make as much stomach acid and everything's going to be all messed up. So you got to have enzymes that work up there. If you're not super stressed and things are working perfectly, your pH is going to be much lower and you need enzymes that are going to work down there. So you need a broad pH range to make sure consistency is there. And let's be honest, like we're talking about, you know, family time. This is a time not to have to run to the bathroom. This is a time not to fart at the table. and if this is your sexy time, this is the sexy time not to have gas in bed. So yeah. When you want a product to work and you want to rely on it, now's the time for that. And that's what holozyme and a good pH range is built for. And then the third thing is you want an enzyme that has all three categories of enzymes. So there's pancreatic enzymes, brush border enzymes, and microbiome enzymes. And so we include all three because of the studies and the research on, you know, for sensitive guts like ours. I think Siobhan takes it every day as well. So we cover all three. Not every brand does that. We have like these specialty enzymes like xylanase and alpha-galactidase and phytase. And these are all microbiome enzymes that normally our super healthy and active microbiome would be mostly releasing to help break down our food matter. But if you've had rounds of antibiotics, if you had a bunch of stress, if you had chronic illness, your microbiome is likely like mine. It's not ever going to be like perfect anymore. And it might need a little help. And so that's what those enzymes are in there for. So when you stack all three together, what you do is you build an enzyme that works for all different types of problems, whether you have problems with protein or fat or carbohydrates or polyphenols, things like this. That's what holozyme is really great at. And you're right. Without it, my life was significantly worse. And I used to take about $200 a month worth of enzymes. So if you want to do what I used to do, I used to take Thorn Dipan 9, Digest Gold ATP Pro, and then every once in a while, Pure Ultra enzymes, and I'd combine them all in one meal. It was about $200 a month, and it was the best I could do because I didn't understand enzyme technology. I didn't understand what I know now, but also I didn't have the mineral cofactors and the pH range and all the good stuff. And so it's a lot cheaper and more reliable to do it with holozymes these days, in my opinion. The beautiful thing about holozymes is that it has six pilot trials behind it. And a few of the trials show things like an average of an 18% post blood sugar spike, post-meal blood sugar spike. So if you're going to be eating sugar or processed, even gluten-free carbohydrates, your blood sugar spikes are going to go up during the holidays. And so having something like Holozymes on board could help blunt those spikes. These studies were pilot trials in humans, so I can't say it's replicatable at a big scale yet, but we hope to do that research in the future. And then there was a big reduction in cholesterol as well as uric acid for people who struggle with protein absorption. So they're good to take on a regular basis if you struggle with those things during the holidays, because we know that our struggles are going to make everything a little worse.
Question, do we take it? So can I sprinkle it on my food if I have pill fatigue or I just want to, you know, I'm just done with pills. You want to put it, when do you take it? Before, during, after, or away from food? What's your suggestion?
So the optimal time to take it is right before food. So, you know, like 5-10 minutes before food, that's like the optimal time. Basically what that's going to do is the enzymes will be sitting in your stomach when the food comes in, and you'll pre-digest a lot of the food in your stomach. As soon as that pre-digested food hits your small intestine, it's going to be uptake by every receptor, and every possible matching situation can happen for all the vitamins and nutrients. And there'll be less residue left over for the bugs. If you're lazy/don't think ahead as much as I do, I end up taking them at the end of the meal. That means that, you know, they're going to be traveling with the food. They're going to have less time to digest it in the stomach, and they're going to travel with the food into the small intestine. That's fine for my body. But I've done significant healing over the years. Our holozymes, but you could do this with most enzymes, but our holozymes can also be taken without food. And in the pilot trials, they actually took two capsules before bed. And so I can't say that the results of the blood sugar or the cholesterol or the uric acid was just with meals. You'd have to replicate that study by taking two capsules before bed on an empty stomach, which is a great way to mop up any junk you have left over in your gut after a long day of snacking and whatever else, or after, you know, drinking or whatever it might be. And then anything that's not used in the gut will go systemic and help to break down fiber in deposits and other anti-inflammatory actions that systemic enzymes have.
Very cool. The other that I just wanted to share is, you know, meal spacing. If you can do this, it helps with the migrating motor complex, sweeping the bacteria and debris out of the small intestine. And that takes usually 4 to 5.5 hours, depending on your own personal motility. No calories during that time so that it can really sweep. And then what the food does come in the next time, you know, it will be digested more effectively. So that whole snacking throughout the day kind of thing, it's really tricky. I think one of the reasons why intermittent fasting works, there are a lot of reasons why, but a lot of people swear by it for their gut. And one of the reasons is the migrating motor complex. I don't think people talk about that part enough. But I think it's just it happens. But that means no calories. So some people are like, well, can I do black coffee? And Dr. Pimentel's take was, well, that hasn't really been studied. It was like for the elemental diet, actually, he said that. Like, if you're doing the elemental diet, will black coffee mess it up? But, you know, if you really want to be a purist, which is hard during this time, you will do like nothing during that time except water. So just putting that out there. And if you're like, that's fine, that's not going to work for me over the holidays, then that's fine too. But maybe if you did it a little bit more, when you did consume food, it would be easier on your body because you would have had a cleansing wave beforehand. So that's my idea for you.
100%. Yep.
So can we sprinkle holozymes on food?
Yeah. You can open the capsule. You can sprinkle it on food. You can put it in your smoothies. You can do whatever. The thing I want to talk about with enzymes is dosing. So it doesn't matter if it's holozymes or pure or thorn or whatever you're using. You should obviously check with your healthcare provider if you're concerned. My review of the research suggests that there's almost no upper limit to the amount you can take. Of course, I'm not encouraging you to consume just, you know, giant handfuls of enzymes. I don't think there's a huge benefit there. It is used in alternative cancer therapies and some other things, but that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about how do you avoid bloating? How do you break down your food? How do you get through the holidays when you're stressed and you're just optimally speaking, you're not going to make the right amount of enzymes and the right amount of HCl and stomach and acid and all that stuff. So in general, you could probably go up to 6 or 8 per meal of whatever brand you have. Okay. And so Holozymes, that's true. You can escalate up to 4, 6, or even 8 per meal if you needed to. That's pretty rare. 8 is really rare. 6 is probably 5% of our users end up around 6, especially if they're really flaring right now or they're really struggling with food of all types. You can do that under emergency situations. So this is like, I don't know why people don't get this, but it really, I'm going to break things if I can't get this message out to the world over the next 5 years. Everybody knows that the Tylenol inside their medicine cabinet, despite the back of the label saying 250 milligrams or 400 milligrams, they know that if the thingy that they want to go away doesn't go away, they can take another one or two. They know that there's a limit, right? You'll definitely kill yourself with Tylenol if you go too far, so don't do that. But the point is that we intuitively know these things about drugs, but for supplements, people are like, well, I didn't know you could go higher. So with enzymes, I want everybody to know that you should be thinking about it in regards to the context of your situation. So if you're about to eat a bunch of processed gluten-free junk food, take more. If you're very stressed because your sister's over, your mom's over, the kids had a hard day, take more with that meal and you will have a more consistent digestion and you will have a better experience. Because at least when it comes to enzymes, not all supplements, but enzymes, you should take them contextually to what you're doing in your life and how you're feeling that day.
That is the holistic approach for sure. It should be called the contextual approach. Yeah, I love that. That is so important. I'm so glad you said that. Give yourself permission to also like follow your intuition. You know, also one thing. So I am definitely one of those people where if it is out of my sight, I will not do well in terms of compliance as much. So I put it on my kitchen table. I put it by my bed. I like to have it scattered around my house wherever I might end up eating. And it's a little reminder visually to me. Other people have different routines. That's not the way it's worked out for me. So I like to have, you know, salt, pepper, Holozymes. Like it's a condiment on my table. I remember going to a friend's house and they were really into health food and everybody set the table and it was a plate and your you know, silverware and the napkin and a little cute dish. And that was for the digestive enzymes, just like it was part of the table setting. So whatever you need to do to make it easier on yourself, if you only have one bottle, then like go get a generic bottle of some, you know, and put the other half of it in there. Make sure you have a little baggie of it in your purse so that it's really right there. Because I know sometimes mid bite, you're like, oh, I should be taking something. You know, I should be taking my Holozymes and it's over there and you're in the middle of a conversation. So please make it easier on yourself. So before you walk into the party or the family meal, either back pocket it or just pop it in and walk in and you're like armored against all kinds of stuff. Individual results will vary with Aunt Matilda, but you know, you're creating a context of where you are fortified as much as possible. So that's one of the things I just wanted to mention in terms of logistics on making it easier on yourself. Let's just talk about
if you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Right. Steve, I know Stephen, when I talked to you last year, you had a plan of like if you knew you were going to a party, you fortified before the event.
Yeah. So part of the fortification is the charcoal. So let's not, enzymes, I have plenty. Like I'm planning on, if I'm going to a party, I'm going to take 6 for that meal, but I'm going to have some backups because inevitably I might snack a little bit later in the night, or I might not feel great. I don't know what the quality of food's going to be. So I might want to take a few extra 30, 60 minutes after the meal just to be careful. But the other thing I always have on me, I have like bottles stashed everywhere. I have a bottle in my travel bag. I have a bottle in my car. I don't think it ever goes bad. But activated charcoal is like an emergency stop button. Like it will bind almost everything, not all things, but it'll bind many things. There are other binders out there, you know, clays and zeolites and things like that. Like we're not here to debate the type of binder, but just have one that you trust on hand that you can take if you start feeling funky. Like if you're like, man, I'm gluten-free, I'm a celiac, I cannot do cross-contamination, and I don't feel right, go get your bottle of charcoal and take a few capsules. If you have a little pill tray or a pill thing for your purse, you know, have charcoal in there that just always stays in there. Yeah, like one of those things.
Little thing for my bed. I literally have one labeled for my bed, one for my purse.
That's awesome. Yeah. And that way you can mop up any toxins or hopefully grab any issues that you might have gotten exposed to. The same would be true if you happen to find yourself at a house or something and, like, you know, 3 hours later, you're like all foggy and just feeling like junk. You're like, oh no, they might have mold in here and I'm sensitive to mold. Well, open up your trusty pill case, grab some charcoal and start taking it. Or if you're going to do alcohol, have some for later on that night before you go to bed. Take a charcoal with the alcohol. It's going to help mop up any sort of remaining potential toxic metabolites in your gut that can help you feel better the next day and just help in a multitude of ways. And so I think, again, charcoal will bind you up. So if you're constipation dominant person and you take too much charcoal, you'll don't be shocked the next day. In fact, think ahead and be like, oh, I'll take extra magnesium today. I'll take extra vitamin C with my charcoal today. Right. Whatever you do to manage your constipation, think ahead about these, how you stack these things to feel great the next day. And you'd be surprised what you can get away with. In fact, I kind of, you know, my alter ego is the healthy hedonist, and I like this stuff.
All right, let's get some questions in, Stephen.
Yeah.
What diet would I do to help for candida overgrowth in the large intestine? This is, you know, kind of Donna Gates is an expert on this too, if you want to look her up. But what are your thoughts for that?
You know, I'm surprised that you think it's just in the large intestine. There's like no way to really ever know exactly the location of a candida infection. In my opinion, I'm not aware of a test that can say it's just in the large intestine, it's just in the small intestine, it's systemic, but it's not in the GI. So anyways, to me, candida is a failure of your immune system to protect you. It's a failure of your microbiome to keep it in check, because candida is not a pathogenic bug in and of itself. It's a symbiotic bug that should be in a small amount inside of all of us. If the conditions are wrong, it blooms and then takes over. And so your immune system, your microbiome was messed up. Maybe your dietary choices and your stress levels were messed up. That's usually what the cocktail is to create candida overgrowth. So you just have to unravel those things. So clean your diet up, get rid of any processed carbohydrates, any gluten-free stuff or gluten-filled stuff. Most people, including Donna and myself and everybody else, would tell you to go like on a paleo diet. And I would say, like, you know, you don't have to go keto. You don't have to go very low carbohydrate diet. I'm not a proponent of starving the candida away. It actually, I don't think works, because it starves the rest of the bugs away that need to keep candida in check. So, but a sensible dietary changes makes a lot of sense. Real fruits, real vegetables, real starches, but you have to break your food down. So check your enzymes, use good digestive enzyme, do an HCL challenge, you know, and then don't think you can get away with this without doing an antifungal program of some type. So Diflucan, there's some really great prescription antifungals that are amazing. There's other herbal approaches as well that are pretty good. So you'll have to do it all, but think about that sort of matrix for healing.
Okay, I love that. MB, I recently started using FODzyme, which might be ingesting high FODMAPs. Does Holzyme, how does it compare to FODzyme? I don't know if I'm saying that.
Yeah. So FODzyme is a specialty fructan and fructose enzyme. As far as I understand it, I think there's a little bit of lactose support in there as well. So, they're not the same. In fact, they would play together well. Really, really good. You would take them together basically for full coverage. We don't have a fructan specific enzyme inside of Holozyme. We do have lactose specific enzyme in there. And we do have the alpha galactidase that I believe they have in there. So they have one extra enzyme, I believe, that we do not have, that is specifically around fructan absorption, which comes from, you know, a lot of different fibrous vegetables. So I would take them together and play around, because yeah, some people really struggle with that that chemical structure, that molecular structure, and having a specialty booster enzyme for these types of meals is a great, great adult thing to do.
Yay. Patty, how long after meals for charcoal so it won't interfere with the meal? Hi, Patty.
Yeah, that'll be debated forever. I don't know until, yeah, I don't know. If you're in an acute situation, you have to think about it. What's more important, toxic right. exposure or absorption of nutrients? So you have to make a choice. It's like triage in the ER. Right. If you're like a celiac and you think you got gluten exposed, just take it right away. And that's the most important thing. Whatever happens, happens.
When I take charcoal, one or two to absorb the bad guys. Hi, Joanne. I'd start with one and see how you do and build up. Well, you know,
yeah.
David, my sweet husband, we went out to my birthday dinner the other day and he was like, I don't feel so right 2 days later. And he's like, I think it was the salad. And so when I gave him a rifaximin and I gave him some charcoal. And he definitely started to feel a little bit better, but he's not there yet. So he has been doing like pulsing the charcoal and he definitely started to feel a difference with that. But that's, you know, post event. But when he started to feel that funny, I was like, okay, here we go. Let's get you some charcoal. So Jan's saying Fodzyme literature says that protease can cancel out the benefits of their enzyme. So I'm surprised to hear you say they play well with Holzyme. I tried taking Fodzyme with problem foods early in a meal and take Holzyme later, but I would be much easier not to worry about it. Hi, Jan.
I don't know. You have to send me the literature. I haven't seen that part. And we got to get them on an interview because I don't know that. I mean, that's weird because like you're going to release protease from your pancreas as well. So protease is in your stomach acid as well. So I know there's different FODMAP enzymes. So there's also FODMATE, M-A-T-E from Microbiome Labs. And I don't know if they use the same enzyme, but it's a great question. I haven't heard that. And it's really kind of weird and concerning, frankly.
Yeah. And Sue, I'm not a doctor, so I shouldn't have given my husband rifaximin. So I'm not a prescriber. I happen to have some in the house. And that is not what I'm suggesting anyone else do, but good question. Okay. Follow up on a candida question. Would taking an antibiotic cause candida overgrowth?
It would be a contributing factor. Like I said, no one takes an antibiotic and then isn't also stressed and potentially eating a junky diet, you know, like that's how you get candida. It's not because you were doing everything right and then you had no underlying risk and you just took one antibiotic.
I'm sensitive to all kinds of foods, herbs, supplements, chemicals, environmentals. Will kelp give me much of a reaction in your Holzyme? Talk to us about kelp in the formula.
So kelp has been really demonized, and I don't know if it's because of the iodine or the polysaccharides that people are scared of with kelp. Do you know, Siobhan, is it the iodine content or the polysaccharides?
I really don't know the answer to that question.
Okay.
I love kelp, so I'm not one of the people that have had a problem with it or demonized it.
I don't know where that enzyme. Oh, there it is. Okay. I'm very sensitive food. So number one, we have a very generous refund policy on Holzyme. In fact, we encourage you, if you're not getting results, to call us so we can help you dose it better. And if not, we just refund it. We're one of the rare supplement companies with a 60-day refund policy that actually stands by that. And we still average like 2% refunds on Holzyme. So what I'm saying is that there's always a chance you could react to Holzyme. In fact, 2% of people get their money back. Either they reacted or it didn't work for them. That being said, I got a webinar exclusive because Siobhan has been really asking me to do webinar exclusive. So we are launching a no kelp Holzyme version. In fact, if you order today, you cannot get the kelp version. I know it's still, the label on the website is still not changed. We're working on that. We had some bunch of technical glitches over the last few days, but in the coming days, you will see the labels change out and the new label has zero kelp in it. So there's no kelp. Lipase is tripled since January, the amount of lipase in there.
Oh, wow.
Alpha-galactidase went up 50% since the last version. And cellulase went up 20 or 35%. I can't remember which one. So it is the newest and latest and greatest Holozyme that is cleaner for folks who may have a kelp issue or are scared of it. And then it has even more fat support and, you know, FODMAP support, essentially, with the cellulase and the alpha-galactosidase. That was the goal, help the bloating people even more.
Okay, so if you're watching this and you order your Holozyme, you will get the new version.
Correct. Yep.
Oh, that's very cool. Thank you. I love that, Stephen. Thank you so much. All right. Okay, let's see. That is huge, you guys. Does Holozyme help digest beans, gluten, or other grains?
Yes.
Hi, Emily. Yes, that's all part of the deal. How does Holozyme compare to using a pancreatic enzyme 20 minutes before a meal so it's not digesting food but helping the pancreas? Hi, Carla.
It doesn't compare to a prescription strength pancreatic enzyme. So if you're talking about Creon, they're not substitutes for each other. They would be in addition to each other. We have some folks who do that. If you're talking about a pancreatic enzyme from, like, say, Thorne, like Dipan-9, ours contains the same three pancreatic enzymes that the Thorne one has. I don't know. I doubt they're the exact same quantities, but I'm sure they're similar. And so, they're going to act very similar. You just have to test it to find out.
Would Holozyme help replenish my gut microbiome? It's not really the intention of it.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not trying to, it will help shape it, because you have to consider a lot of things. Like, for instance, if you want to kill a fire, one of the things you could do is stop giving it stuff to burn. Like, that's how they stop forest fires usually, right? They actually make a line in the sand, and they kill all the trees, and they dig up all the dirt. So the fire runs out of fuel, basically. The other way you could do it in, like, a restaurant sometimes is they suck the oxygen out of that area, like in a chemistry lab. So they take away a part of the thing you don't want. So a part of what you don't want from microbiome dysbiosis is all these super processed or unbroken down foods getting down there and increasing the chances of an overgrowth of species you don't want. So how enzymes change it, they modify the microbiome, is by making sure you absorb the stuff you're supposed to absorb, and the microbiome only gets what it's supposed to get. But that being said, I would never say, like, take this to, you know, like, change your microbiome. It's part of a holistic approach of having a really good gut.
Okay. Is there any problem, hi Sharon, taking Holozyme and the activated charcoal while also on antidepressants and blood pressure meds? And also, is there sugar alcohols in them, because I can't have them? So let's do this. Is sugar alcohols in Holozyme?
No.
And you really need to talk to your prescriber about anything you're doing in combination with your antidepressants and blood pressure medication. But just a comment, what do you have there, Stephen, for that?
Generally not considered an issue. However, anybody could have an issue. And if you don't feel in control enough of your health to know if it's an issue, then you should always ask a question to your doctor.
Yep. Jan, hi. On GI MAP test, my elastase was extremely low. Will 2 Holozyme suffice for an average meal? Could it help me ultimately get my pancreas back on board?
I mean, it could. We have plenty of people that do have low fecal elastase that take 2, and over a number of months, like 3, 4, 5, 6 months, it goes up. You know, what does that say about your pancreas? That's a test. You know, you can't infer that from the test. You can't really say that. And if you stop taking the Holozyme, will the elastase stay high? I don't know the answer to that. It's a very individualized question. Depends on your age, depends on the damage to your pancreas, depends on the rest of your gut, your nervous system, all kinds of things.
Might be something to experiment with. Mira, what do you suggest for kids who get major rage behaviors from food, MCAS? We will be in off her diet over Christmas, and I'm afraid for behaviors. I'm so sorry, Mira. What a terrible thing.
Yeah. This is a great question. Like, this is probably my favorite question of the whole show. So let's see if we can find out something here. Obviously, if we can limit chemical, like, dye exposure, M&Ms, any sort of chemicals or additives seem really linked to the raging and some of the other mast cell related stuff. Beyond that, if they can do sprinkles of an enzyme, whether it's Holozyme or something else, that could be really helpful. And then it's possible that the charcoal or a bentonite clay could be helpful. The other thing you might try is, like, topical magnesium. Like, there's gels and creams you can put on the bottom of your feet or maybe on, like, their back or something to kind of just help down regulate them. Basically plan that it's going to happen. What do you do when it happens? Check with your provider, but you might be able to open up a small amount of charcoal. I think Wellness Mama has some, I think Katie has some stuff on this for kids. So maybe check Wellness Mama for charcoal for kids. Look into that. And then I would say it's potential with the magnesium cream. We also have something called B-Serene IR. If the kid is over 2 or 3, you could try a half pump or a pump of that as well, either on their back or on their wrist, just to hopefully slow them down when they get outside of their zone of tolerance.
I like looking at my nightstand right there. It's sitting right there. I love that stuff. You're the one. Yeah, I was resistant. You hung in there with me. I love it. Does Holozyme help lower steatocrit levels?
Maybe. It would be totally individualized. It would be based on your diet as well, if I'm remembering correctly, everything that goes into steatocrit. Yeah, it's okay. A possibility.
Is something like IB Guard, which is the peppermint oil, okay to take anytime as needed?
Yeah, that's another great one to have in your purse or whatever. I didn't even think of that. Entrantil would be another one to have around if that's something that you really helps you. I used it for a little while and it was helpful, and then I've recently found less help with it. But Entrantil has peppermint oil in it as well. Having some of that in your emergency kit, basically your digestive emergency kit, is a great idea.
Gary, I recently went through an open clear rebuild protocol with another great practitioner. For the rebuild part of the protocol, I used healthy gut supplements, Holozyme, Tributarin X, and Holoimmune. My gas problems went away for a couple of weeks, but recently it's ramped back up. Should I start back taking these three supplements again to help with gas?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, whenever this happens, Gary, or anybody else, you're like, man, I was feeling, basically what I hear there is I was feeling great doing XYZ, and then I stopped doing XYZ and I don't feel as great. So whatever changed, because it's often not just one thing, but in this case, it was the Holozyme, Tributarin X, and Holoimmune, but maybe you changed your diet as well. I don't know. But I would try to revert back to that protocol. You can definitely take those protocol supplements for months, potentially years, if you needed to. But I feel like the number one thing that I'm trying to get across to people is just because the pain goes away doesn't mean we've solved the underlying reason why the pain showed up. And so there's this desire for humans, including myself, where I don't want to spend the time. I don't want to spend the money. I don't want to remember. And so we get progress and then we immediately want to stop doing the thing that got us the progress because it's painful and it hurts and all these things. And the best thing would be to lock in those gains for 2 to 4 months.
Well, the other thing is, I think about this sometimes with exactly what you're saying. Like, I was compliant, I got better. This is probably then stop being compliant because I felt normal and that I would never feel bad again. It's just like when you're full, you feel like you'll never be hungry again. So, but it does happen. You have to, like you said, keep.
Yeah, it's superhuman experience. So I've been there 100 times.
Yeah. Tributarin X, is it better taken away from food for chronic loose stools? Hi, Carla.
I can't say that it's better taken away from food. There's nothing to suggest you have to take it with food, but there's nothing to suggest that it's better taken with food. If you notice something in your own body, then follow that, intuition.
Okay. I just want to show you the page so you guys can see what we're talking about here. Keeping in mind that, hold on, share screen, that you will be getting the newest formulation, the newest version of Holozyme because you're here in this webinar. So this is what it looks like. There's so many reasons why healthy gut formulations are different. And Stephen and I have talked about we count, 10 plus, but it really is a matter of it being only one reason is good enough to try them. And what that one reason can also be the Facebook group he has. So tell us a little bit about your Facebook group, if you would.
Yeah. So anybody who buys from Healthy Gut gets invited to a Facebook group. It's between 3,000 and 4,000 people. All of our health coaches are in there. I'm in there from time to time. And it's just a bunch of people who all kind of buy into the same philosophies and it's a very open open construct. You can ask about other people's products, our products. You can complain that you're not getting results. We're there to help you. We're there to help you get whatever you need. And then you also get a complimentary free coaching session with our health coaches. And so their goal is to help you figure out your ideal dosage for whatever you buy. And they can't help themselves. So if you're on other products, they'll comment on all the other products out there and they'll share what they're doing as well. Cause we're just a family of helpers.
Cool. Very cool. I used your link to order Holozyme. The bottle still shows kelp and what is black complex. We know the label is still going to show kelp on the website, but what you'll get at home is kelp free. And what is the black complex?
So that's a proprietary fulvic acid mixture. So we have a proprietary source of a fulvic acid, fulvic and humic acid mixture. So it has 72 trace minerals. It has all the fulvates and the humic acids and all those cool things.
And that's what activates the enzymes even more. Olga, I'd like to partially learn about Holozyme and alternative cancer treatment. Where can I find out more info? I take serapeptase to destroy biofilm. Are you talking about a similar application or something else? Well, first of all, go find Paul Anderson online, Olga, because he is my favorite alternative cancer educator. And what else you got, Stephen? And I'm so sorry you're having to ask this question. My heart goes out to you.
Yeah. There's a guy named Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, which is where the majority of the cancer and enzyme research and protocols come from. Unfortunately, Dr. Gonzalez passed away years ago. There's also something called the Kelly Protocol. Kelly trained under Dr. Gonzalez. I do believe he's still alive. And there's a few other Kelly practitioners. So you can search out a Kelly method practitioner, a Dr. Gonzalez method practitioner. The best thing to do is follow their protocol since they've actually been doing it for like 3 decades now. They have their own enzyme, like their own enzyme formula that's very heavy on certain proteases. It does not have serapeptase in it. And not that serapeptase is bad. And I don't know why I can't say it right now, but that's all right. But there's other enzymes like lumbrokinase and natokinase that are considered, usually better than serapeptase, but they all kind of do a different thing. And so I would be working with someone who specializes in this.
Okay. All right. Let's get back to some other holiday ideas. Bring your own food is one of them. Offer to, bring a dish that, a lot of hostesses don't like that. A lot of hostesses or hosts love that. So, talk to the person who's going to be making the food in advance. If it is, a sit down family dinner, like, hey, doctor's orders, I've just personally decided I'm not doing this and this. So here's the thing. You're not going to leave an event hungry, right? If they have veggies and this or that, that's my bottom line. When I used to stress so much about everybody having a special order that I literally did a Christmas dinner once where I served 6 different things, like different entrees. And I thought, this is insanity. I am not doing this anymore. I am doing this that like sort of covers it. It was like a baked potato bar. And then I did a bunch of different toppings and a salad and all that. No one left hungry, and some steamed veggies, which may sound really boring, but like everybody was full and really liked it. There were some crowd pleasers in those baked potatoes. So no one's going to leave hungry. If you want to make that, sweet potato with marshmallow casserole that Granny used to make. So maybe you're not making a double wide trailer size of it. You're doing a smaller amount. I was just watching something on Instagram where boiling sweet potatoes actually was more effective in reducing resistant starch. That was interesting. Instead of baking them, I was like, oh, that's cool. And not to boil them too long. I'll let you all research that on your own. But there are strategies, and it requires Tupperware or glass food prep containers and being a little bit more proactive and communication, a lot of communication.
Yeah. Tons of communication. I would say to the woman who's been asking about the histamine systems for her kid, as well as anybody who has histamine symptoms, you can use a DAO enzyme. Like maybe you don't normally use one. You could use one during the holidays if you know your histamine is going to be spiking. And Zymogen makes the best DAO enzyme on the market as far as I'm concerned. I believe Designs for Health has one that's very similar as well. They have the most data on theirs. So the other thing is you could take that DAO enzyme prior, like you don't have to take it with food. You can actually try to reduce circulating levels of histamine by taking it without food. So that would be like a hack on how to use DAO enzymes more effectively. The other thing is like all your normal supplements. So like whatever else you're taking, whether it's curcumin or fish oil or a multivitamin, you could like 50% increase the dosages during the holidays just to totally boost your immune system, boost your anti-inflammatory capacity, all your nutrients, just to have a, like, be more prepared during the weeks you travel, during travel days, things like that. So the other thing, there's two other things I would say for the holidays that are like, just, you gotta have them in the toolkit. You gotta have them in the house. Magnesium, like for stress and for potentially constipation, if you get travel tummy or something like that, stress tummy. So we have a magnesium product, Magnesium HP, that's built for sensitive tummies. It's also 50% stronger than any other brand out there, and it has no fillers or additives. So I would have some of that on hat. Some, like, if it's a really stressful travel day, like we just flew back from Thanksgiving. I took four the night we got home. And then I took four the next day because I was adjusting back to another bed and another set of pillows. And I just get stressed when that kind of stuff happens. And then the other thing that I do is I take tributyrin X. I take an extra tributyrin X before any drinking. So there are two studies on ethanol exposure for mice and rats. In both cases, tributyrin, dosing tributyrin along with the ethanol, so the alcohol part of alcohol, did not allow leaky gut to form. So if you had regular alcohol in the studies, the mice and the rats got leaky gut. If you took tributyrin with the ethanol, they didn't get leaky gut. And so wow. Whenever I'm drinking, I will take an extra tributyrin X.
Okay, that's very cool. Carla's got a good tip. It helps to eat before you go so you aren't starving, even if it's almond butter pack or jerky on the way. That's so good. It's like, don't go into the grocery store hungry. Absolutely brilliant. That is a great, great tip.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, go in hydrated as well, so you're not, you know, tempted to do all that. And we are not saying don't have fun. Okay. We're just saying give yourself that context, that support, so that you can actually relax and have fun. So, I mean, I was looking through some old pictures. Most of my holiday pictures are with the same group because we get together, the same group of us. And I have a pillow in front of my belly in these older pictures where I'm just like, oh, lounging on the pillow, you know, just like, cover up that bloat, girl. I'd be like, or like I'll have a tote bag in front of my belly if we're at a restaurant, you know, that kind of thing. So don't resort to that, you know, avoid that. Do your holozyme, get your act together right now, November 30th, 2023. So, you know, you just lived through Thanksgiving and now you have an opportunity to still really make a lot of gains. And then you're going into the new year, relaxed, different mindset, ahead of the game. We only have a few minutes left. RF, if already taking Creon, curcumin, sensitive to foods in general, have wine, more so with the holidays, but regularly excessively bloated, distended, and passing gas periods of with any food or drink water, is suggested to start with holozyme and any other supplement suggested. Peppermint oil does seem to help coat sometimes, but not always effective.
Yeah, I would start with holozymes for bloating. And remember, you got to play with the dosage. So if you do have some other enzymes in the house, start by taking more of them. But try two and then start escalating your dose with holozymes. And then, you know, just go from there. Some people will need to check their HCL. Some people will need to check their butyrate levels. So, you know.
Here's some of those pilot studies that talk about the blood sugar, dealing with high fat meals, help with triglyceride, uric acid. We definitely want you to take advantage of that $15 off and free shipping in the US. They do ship internationally. There are shipping charges for international. That's just unfortunately the way it is. I know Stephen would love to ship it to the whole world for free, but there are issues with that and expenses. So I want to encourage you all to try this. And we have, he's saying the HCL is out of stock. Had a holiday rush you didn't expect. I can see that. Hopefully we'll be back January 1st. And I want to make sure you all take advantage of the savings. It's easy. Look, most supplement companies do not give you a Facebook group to support you. They do not give you that return policy. And 2% return, by the way, even in retail, right, is incredibly low. What that means to me is that this works. I know it works for me, but just across the board with that kind of mass of group of people, that is very, very low. And that's because people are getting results. So everybody's results are going to vary, of course. But if you don't try, your results will be zero. So we want to encourage you to try it. Steven's very committed to my community. He comes on every month talking about something different and really educating us about why we need to, you know, do certain things to be healthy and how to grow up around the responsibility and being an adult around these decisions. And it's, for me, I very much appreciate it, Steven. You have a long history with me personally, but also your commitment to my community means a lot. So we're very, very grateful. And then also the discount, let's face it. Thank you. You didn't have to do that, right? So thank you for that. And also a reminder, even if the label right now on the website says that there's kelp, which has been demonized, we understand. Okay, Steven changed the formulation. You will be getting, because you're here in this webinar, that first dibs, your delivery is going to have the no kelp and the higher levels of the certain enzymes where Steven has done. What version of Holozyme is this? Like 6.0?
I think it's, 5.0 or 6.0. Yep.
So that's the other thing. It's like with our courses at SIBO SOS and with Dr. Allison Seebecker, we keep updating the courses just like Steven does his leaky gut course updates. You know, this is, we're here for the long run with you. This is not just like, see you, love you, bye. This is a relationship that we truly value and treasure and respect. And we want you to be well. This is not a one and done. We are here for the duration. So I think this is, you know, we're going into our third year of doing webinars together. I just sent Steven all the suggested dates and I'm excited. I'm more excited than ever. So please take advantage of the special savings. Take advantage of you taking yourself so seriously and the responsibility that you've shown up for education. You got some support here and then you're going to have a Facebook group that you can go to. Also, SIBO SOS is a great Facebook group. But all of those supplements that Steven's talking about are, you've got a devoted crew over there at his Facebook group. And I'm just glad that you're here and thank you. Thank you, Steven.
Well, thank you, Siobhan. Thank you, know, everybody. I hope you have a wonderful holiday season.
Yes.
Maybe you don't have to plan as hard as I do, but I'm, you know, a blockhead sometimes. And I make choices that are very emotional in the moment. And so I need my backups for my backups. And so really hope it helps you. Hope you have a wonderful holiday season. Hope that your gut is healthier and happier than ever. And thank you, Siobhan.
Oh yeah. No, my pleasure. My pleasure. That's one thing about traditions and benchmarks and milestones. Like you can really compare, how was I last Christmas to this Christmas? And or whatever you're celebrating, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, New Year's, whatever. Like, I remember that's how I like did a lot of my benchmarks. I looked at those whole holiday pictures. I can remember exactly how I felt in that picture, exactly how I felt the next year and the next year. And I remember there was one, I was wearing this very particular shirt and I was like, oh, that was a good year. I remember I wasn't sick that night. So, you know, maybe you don't have to unbutton the pants underneath the table this year. Maybe you don't have to wear the stretch pants or not wear those leather cute leggings because they're so tight around your tummy. This could be, you know, your pivotal moment. So we're here for you. Thank you all. Thanks, Clarissa. All right. Best wishes to you all. We will see. We'll see you soon. All right. Take care. Thanks, Steven.
See you.
Bye. Bye, everybody. We'll resend the replay out with all the links and the information, and we'll see you on the next time.